The conference will now begin.
Okay. We're going to learn a mimer from Rav Tzvi Meyer, the Kovod Purim. Somebody was kind enough to give me this kuntres from Amari Chizuk last Shabbos, and I was able to go through it and enjoyed it very much. It's been a long time since I learned any of these mamarim. So, you know that Rav Tzvi Meyer, Lugazon Zion, has a very, very unique and uplifting way of teaching. So let's try to learn a little bit to prepare for Yatif. I sent that thing, I hope that everybody was able to get it, where it says, Perches, Nafshi B'Sheilasi. You got it? Came out? I don't know how this works, but I guess it does. Nafshi B'Sheilasi. It's deceivingly simple, but as I said, there's a lot of teichen in all of Rav Tzvi Meyer's shmuzen. Of course, it's nothing like being there in person. We shall be zayich to be Yerushalayim soon. So let's learn. Where it says, Avdu d'kutshabichu b'chal idun v'idun mem ches. You have it? Because the whole country is going through different preparations for Yantif. So in Nachamishi, my inyanim shavinish b'shmaim reitzer shneslalo lahem. Another thing that Hashem Yisroch wants us to daven for, the davening this time of the year, Purim, Shushan Purim, is Tanis Esther really ready. It's the most powerful davening of the year. So what do we focus on in our davening? Rav Tzvi Meyer is talking about one of the most important things that we need to somehow to try to stay focused on Purim. Shnes following by Yom Hakadosh Ma'ilu. Shnes Tavil Ladaber Lof Kama Milan Kesarim Lu. I'll just talk a little bit about it. Shnes Chanein Al Kol Mash Nichnal Beheligat Tefila Shel Esther Malka Nafshi B'Sheilasi. Now, Esther Malka, of course, was talking to Ahasuerus, but she was really, really speaking to Hamelach, to Hashem. You know, her words were addressed to Ahasuerus, who understood them in his own way. But Esther Malka was really speaking to Hashem. And she said two very, very powerful words. Nafshi b'sheilasi. Simply, I'm asking for my life. Nafshi b'sheilasi. And the Ami, my people, she has another smooth on my nation. But Nafshi b'sheilasi. The words are very, very beautiful words. Nafshi b'sheilasi. What's included in those words? That's what this shmuz is about. Nafshi b'sheilasi, because it's something to really daven for. Because if she was begging the king, Ahasuerus, Nafshi b'sheilasi, means that Hashem is telling us that on this day, these days, we should be begging him for the same thing. So what is this Nafshi b'sheilasi? V'nichal b'zeh shanachnu mischananim shenichya yoyse v'yoyse. And my rotsan ha'pnimi v'amiti shalana. Nafshi b'shalasi means the following. There are many things in life that we need, and we have a lot to ask for. Everybody has his list, her list of things that are needed in life. One of the things that we often forget, or is somewhere at the bottom of the list is nafshi. Nafshi. When it comes to b'sheilasi regarding the mortgage, when it comes to the kids and tuition, when it comes to helping other people, there are a lot of things, parents, there's a lot of stuff that we're asking for. But Esther Malka said that don't forget the ikka. The ikka is nafshi b'sheilasi. Nafshi b'sheilasi. Shnach mischanam shenichya yoyse v'yoyse 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 connected to that which really is most important to who I really am. In my Rasana Pnimi, I mean that I should be able to live my life always aware of the purpose of my life, of what my truest and deepest desire is in life. Nafshi b'shelasi, that's what I'm asking for you. I'm asking for my soul. Nafshi b'shelasi. Who lasses, which is what? What is it that a Jew wants deep inside? Lasses, which is tonicha b'leiv shalom, to serve you, b'leiv shalom with the whole heart. I might not think about that often. I might not be always aware of it. I might forget it, but nafshi, my soul, wants that very, very badly. So nafshi b'shelasi, k'mushum chazal, k'mushum ayrim, as Chazal say, Goliv yadula fanecha shiretzene lasu shesaincha. Hashem, you know that deep inside we just want to do your will. You know that that's really what's most important to us. I often forget that. So I'm asking you to help me to remember that and to live with that. Shenefesh is a lashon of ratzon. We see in Tanakh that nefesh is a lashon of wanting, of desiring. If you so will, if you so desire. So when you say nafshi b'shelosi, it means help me to be always connected and aware of what is it in life that's the most important thing for me to want. And what is it that I want more than anything that I often forget, but I really truly want more than anything. And help me that I should ascend higher and higher and to overcome all the katnas of das, narishkeit, and small things that sidetrack us in life. All the things that are pulling me into heaven, the narishkeit. Next page. But the Holy Union of Haman is to forget what's important. All of the ocean. All of the money, all of the wealth, all the things that he was looking for, that he wanted, and Scott, thank you. Thanks. All of that that took over his life. Hakadekach, that as long as there's a Jew that's sitting over there by the Shar Malach, you know, he can't go on. Calls that in a shavali. He couldn't go on. He's completely meshubed to unimportant things, to side things. That happens to us. You fall into katnas. Look what happened to Esav, to the Elta Zevi. Vayivez Esav Sabachar. Vayivez Esav Sabachar. He throws away the Bachar, which at that time what the Bachar meant. He throws it. That's like being a kohen, like being a kohen gadol. He throws away the bechayru for what? For nizidat oshem, tifras. We do that all the time. We throw away the bechayru. We throw away that b'ni bechayru yisrael. That's what's most important for a pot of lentils. Help me to live that my life should be one where I'm thinking of my tachlis, to be an eved of Hashem. During these days of nafshi b'shelasi, because that's when Esther Amalka went into Achashverosh and asked Nafshi B'Shelasi, and we go into Melech Malchem Lachem with that hidden part of ourselves, the Esther, and we're trying to come to this request that we make of the King of all kings. Nafshi b'shalasi. V'eshpoich es nafshi lufnei Hashem, as it says in Pesach. To be able to pour my heart out before you. The nafshi, and it says in Pesach, I don't know what the word nafshi is looking at, b'shichi kemayim libech nachar p'nei Hashem, it says in Eicha. To pour my heart out like water. Sh'nichol b'zeh, sh'nischanin ma'oid, sh'nizget tamid. Part of that is that we're asking Hashem. Sh'nizket tamid, sh'ma sh'amelech chafes, yia b'yikareinu. Now, you remember that the king was saying, the king already, he remembered that he has to do for Mordechai, the whole thing. So then the king says to Haman, it's one of our favorite parts of the Megillah, where the king asks Haman, Misha Melech Chavitz B'Yikar, someone who the king really, really wants to be Machshev, Chavitz B'Yikar. So what should the king do for such a person? So Haman, Mi Melech Chavitz Yosef Imani. And he goes into the whole thing. And of course, Ahasuerus says, okay, take Mordechai Yehudi, who's Yesh B'Shan, I'll take him. So one of the things that we're davening for by the tefillah of Nafshi B'Shelasi is we should be Zeche, what's most yakar to me in my life? Hashem, help me that what should be most yakar, most dear to me in my life, most important, my greatest priority, what's the yakareinu, what's most yakar to me? It should be shamel chafetz, that you're happy with me, that you're having nachas for me. Shamel chafetz biyakari, that the king is chafetz be. That should be that which is most yakar to me, most dear to me. And luchias tamed matach l'shalom, which is lasays v'zayin cha'elukai chafatzli. It's just to do your will. That's what I want. Memtas. V'rotzna avinu shebishmayim shenizkos shiyom kedoshim elu v'sugolim v'yoseh liskos t'ma'apecha gedoylu l'toyva. We should remember. Hashem wants us to remember that these days have a special kolach, a special skula, to bring about mamish ma'apecha, a person's way of thinking, a revolution, a ma'apecha, to want to be better. I think that one of the things about Yom Kippur, Purim Yom Kippur, I think that. It's maybe an exaggeration, but it could be that it's not such a big exaggeration that some of the biggest and best decisions that a Jew makes in his life are on Purim, not just Yom Kippur. On Purim. It doesn't really mean Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur, of course, but on Purim also. Sometimes when we were in yeshiva, and it was a little bit ad lo yada, it wasn't always with seichel, it wasn't always rational. I'm not speaking myself, I was never a big drinker, but there's a certain clarity that a Jew could have in Purim. But sometimes you can't even have a Yom Kippur. Remember, Yom Kippur is only Kippur. And the Purim is the highest. And Kippur is Kippur. It's like Purim. But it should be clear to a person what the truth is and what's important. On these days of Purim, Hashem takes away the disguise, the mask, and He shows a person who you really are. He shows Pnimius Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael. Umemela Yochal Kol Ish Yisrael, but Galus Bekirbo. Therefore, it's easier on Purim than any other day of the year to reveal within oneself Kol Akoychus and the Floim Hagenuzim B'Soychai. To find all of the wonderful treasures that are hidden within himself. Like it says in the Megillah. Which God says, Ginzei HaMelech B'Yud. To weigh. When you take the pasuk and you chop it up, Ginzei, the treasure of the king, is by Yehudim. But there's a Geniza. There's an Oregon that's inside of the Jew. There's a treasure inside the Jew. Ahasuerus is saying to go and take money out and to buy, to spend whatever you need to kill the Jews. But Ginzei HaMelech B'Yud. Ginzei HaMelech. I think the Chartkiver said that. Ted Fard. Ginzei HaMelech B'Yehuda. That the treasure of the king is to be found inside of the Jew. That's the treasure of the king. Ginzei HaMelech V'Yehuda. Leitziyam Yosef Yosef HaKar HaPlam, to bring out from the Geniza, to bring out these hidden koiches that we have. Kitzayna V'Nishu B'Shamayim. Melah says, Mahapecha G'dol L'Tov, and a person can make a big mahapecha in his life. Tremendous change. Great decisions to change. Kol Zeh Nichla B'Nafshi B'Sheilasi. All this is included in those two words. Esther said, Achashverosh, Nafshi B'Sheilasi. I'm asking for my soul. I'm asking for my nafesh. Shanachnu Mischanim Shenizka L'Galus Yosef Yosef Omek HaPnim Yisham. I want Hashem, help me to know more and more what's hidden inside of myself. Help me to know more and more what my true Ratzon is, what I really want in life. Because I'm so sidetracked with all the other things that I want. Help me to remember what I really want. Mishenizka L'Galus Yosef Yosef Kol HaKoiches Neflem Shebesachem. To be able to megala more and more all of the wondrous koiches that are inside of me. But to bring them out more and more lamaisa, which is the will of what of Hashem, which is what Hashem wants. You do a mahavet tzaddikim zchusin eleinu. Sheish bechinish alishna bisha shulhaman hayon. The Gemara says that nobody knew how to speak lashon hara like Haman. Now, to be a good by lashon hara, you can't be a fool. Haman's not a fool. To speak good lashon hara means you have to press a button, right? Like something that really gets to the person. To speak good lashon hara means you have to be able to touch up the person and to find a weak point. Something that has no shaykhis to the person, it's not so hurtful. Good lashon hara, strong lashon hara is when you're touching upon something. You're in the right ballpark. That's good lashon hara. That mamish is the most hurtful. So Chazal say that there was never such a bal lashon hara like Haman. He was a big bal lashon hara. What was the big lashon hara? So the big lashon hara, the Gemara says, he says, Yesh na amecha, Mufuz Mufar ben Ha'amim. There's this one nation, meaning there's supposed to be one, but they're not. Mufuz Mufar. That's a delicate, sensitive point by us that we're fighting with each other all the time. Yesh Na'am Echad. There's supposed to be an Am Echad, but the Mufuz Mufar, but they're not really. So that's a very, very sensitive point by us. That's one thing. That was the Lashon Hara. That's the Pasuk. And Dosei HaMelech. Also, Yeshno, from Lashon of Shana, they're sleeping. Yeah, they have tremendous karchas, but they're sleeping. And thus say Malka HaMelech and Emaisim, they don't follow the king's rules. They got Shabbos and Yontav and Cholmoid, right? They have their own rules. They put on film, tzitzis. They don't live like according to the king's ways. Which means he's saying good Lashon Har. Good Lashon Har. So far, he's saying Chazal revealed to us. He's saying in this pasuk, yeah, they got a lot of potential, but they're sleeping. That's number one. Number two is that they're fighting with each other all the time. The mamish fighting with each other. They're supposed to be one nation and Hashem's children, but they're always fighting. And the third thing is that they don't keep. Let's be honest, they're not really so strict about the king's laws, and always they're not always so gewaldic when it comes to Dasa Hamelach. The laws of the king. So Haman says to Achashverosh, it's not Kedai for the king to let them go on living. So that means on a deeper level that the Malkash and Shavu L'Hanichem is a kitrug. It's coming from Haman, from Amalek, you don't need them. What do they do? Because they have all this potential. They're sleeping. They're not doing what they're supposed to. They're fighting all the time. So it's not Kedai for the king to let them continue on. And I, Chazal say that Haman's Lashon Hara was also that their God is asleep. Here's Vashluf to God. Vashluf to God. So he's sleeping. This Ramsey means, Delokuz Zayashluf. He says that their lakus, their lakus, their godliness is asleep. So all of this is in that Lashon Hara Hamad. He was good. He was a big Lashon Hara. Is Garbus Ani Yeshayna. Kul Mafuzim Afurd Machlaikis. The Neshama is asleep. They're fighting all the time. Vafayu Rayas Akach, Shenenim Sidosh and Loisa Rasha. And he was able to bring good evidence with all of their frumkeit. Look how they're running to the party, your parties, Vachashveirish. Yom HaKadosh, Achalias, Beshavas, Achamun, Vashlam, Shabbat Chazal, it was Yom Kippur that came out on Shabbos that year. Yishtach v'le tzalim l'fnim. And they can believe that they're bowing down to an Avodah Zorah. Not that they really believe in the Avodah Zorah, but they're going along with it. V'af chazu v'yishtach v'le Avodah Zorah shel Haman. And they bow down to the Avodah Zorah of Haman. All of this Haman was Mavara, put on the table in the way of his great grandfather Amalek. Shagam Kain, I also Glahara Shaklayasan, Bhimisham, Hasharlim, the Yuzanev Bacha. Just like we see in the parish of Amalek, Parish Zocher, that Amalek was saying to Hashem, they're in the Hasham, they're schleppers. They don't really want you to come. Schleppers, and they're not complainers. Rezdarik Milais, and they're taking because they made the person over there, the Jews in the mid. They took the foreskins, the Arlis, and they're making fun and throwing this. They're not showing out this. Yeah, they sit by the Gemara during the day, and then at night they're on the computer. You know, let's be honest. That's Amalek's Mahalik. Lumas Kolze. So that's the Lishna Bisha of Haman. That's the Lashon Hara. And that Lashon Hara is a person at this time of the year can hear it in a very strong way. Because Zelu Mazah Asel Akib. And a person can hear this Lashon Hara about himself. And then he doesn't want to go on. So Lu'umas calls to fight against that Lashon Hara of Haman. Meir Ha'or Ha'otzim Ha'niflus of Purim. Is the wondrous light of Purim. To fight against that. When the king's heart has been gladdened with some wine. Nichnes yain means when kivyochol Hashem has a drink. What does that mean? When Hashem, kivyachol, is going into that deeper part of ourselves, to be mevara, Hashem is bach oimek pnimius nishmas yisrael. Hashem, kivyachol, is having a drink and remembering, so to speak, the deepest part of himself, which is gol of yadula fenechshir etenei lasu v'tzadu v'leib shalom. And that part, when Hashem has a drink on Purim, he only sees the good in us. And that good inside of us is to reveal, to bring out the rose of the Shoshanas Yaakov. That even at a time when it seems that the Jewish people are not really who they should be. And how in life we surround ourselves with thorns. We're doing stuff that we shouldn't be doing. Is Gabriel's cautious when Aros we call Malcolm Tomid we can use some Hamish Lamus Yaakov Ishtar. Even though in life we see that we often are surrounding ourselves with thorns and we're doing things we shouldn't be doing, but the Pnimius is Shoshanas Yaakov. Is the rose of Yaakov. Yaakov Ishtam, who's called the pure one. So Even though we did that terrible thing, and we went and we were having a party, we were enjoying the party on Yom Kippur that came out on Shabbos. You know, we were there by the party of Ahasuerus. Even there, help me to remember, Hashem, even when I'm at my lowest point and I'm at Ahasuerus' party, help me to remember who I am, what I really want. Nafshi b'sheilasi. That's what it means, nafshi b'sheilasi. Hashem began to reveal the miracle of Purim, his galus of boicher ba'am Yisrael b'yahava, which is his galus of haboicher ba'am Yisrael b'yahava. The ketayv lev ha'melech b'yayim, when the king of all kings is drinking his wine, he remembers that with all of these things that we're doing, with all of the craziness of Ahasuerus' party, Mitzaneinu Lasus V'Tzoncha. The deepest rotzen that I have is to Lasus V'Tzoncha, to do your will. Lasus V'Tzoncha L'Kai Chafatzli. Tabi Yisra calls that Mahabit Tzadikim. Nun. Al-Pisa. And based upon this way of understanding what's going on, what the meaning is of Nafshi Sheilasi, what is it that Esther was looking for to help us come back to that rotzen of who we, of what we really want? Al-Pisa Mevorheiz, but says Chusi Alenim, Inyin Hascholos Meseches Megillah, Imagdomes Bnei Akfarim. The Masechta Megillah begins in a very odd way. The Megillah Nikris, that the Megillah is read, you Aleph, you Beis, you Gimel. What is that? What are the options? It's not when Purim happened. So the Mishnah and the Gemara tells us over there that the villages and the tiny little towns were mostly spicy, maybe didn't even have a minion. But the villages, there were certain days of the week, there were certain days of the month and days of the week when they would come to provide, they would bring their goods, drinks and fruits, bread, to the chevra in the town. The villagers would bring their from the farms and whatever, they would come with their stuff. Of the Yom HaKnisa to the Shuk. So Chazal tell us that the Bnei Kfarim, once they're already coming in, of course, to the Yom HaKnisa, so we want them to be able to hear Megillah. So here the whole halacha of when to lay Megillah is moved around to a date to accommodate what? The Bnei Kfarim, the little farmers and villagers who are coming with drinks and food, for their brothers, for the Jews that live in the cities. It's an amazing halacha. What kind of halacha is that? Where do we see an halacha that if the date doesn't work out? Listen, if Tesvav, if it doesn't work out for you, then I just say that. So, you know, you could start Pesach a week earlier. What's such a thing? If it doesn't work out, make it work out. So here we have this thing with the Bnei HaKfarim. Okay, you're already coming to deliver, make some deliveries. You know what? Stick around, make Purim ready. If you're making deliveries, you're ready. Because we don't want you to have to go back and come back. You're not going to come back, whatever. So you're already making deliveries, you're in town to bring us stuff to eat, so stay already around, and you make Purim. Where do we see such a thing? What's this business about giving an earlier time for the Bnei Kfarim? They should be able to make Purim and also to make their deliveries. Ve'echad mipnimiyas anyonim bezahu, one of the pnimiyas deke anyonim is, shekeven shepurim yom gilu pnimiyas kedushas nishmas yisrael, since Purim is the day of the year of revealing the pnimiyas nishmas yisrael, even more than Yom Kippur, kedushas nishmas yisrael, therefore, the Masechta begins with a halacha that is very, very strongly showing the Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael. Shekein Be'etzem Yisrael Da'odam Sheyadah B'kfar Hayi B'chinah Shal Tiriyolov Ashadah B'mokam She'ein Lo Minyan V'Sakneses V'Chadoyim. I mean, you could have a taina, like you're a Jew. Why do you talk and live in such a place on some farmer and a race of Afindika farmer? There's no minion. And what's the matter with you? How come you don't live with the rest of us? Why are you living without a shul? Why? Because that's the Epanasa. You know, figure it out. You're living without a minion. Because Yeshalul Yehudi Shadar B'Kfar. If you ask this village or this Jew that lives in a farm or somebody, a little village, Lomahu Dar B'Kfar. Why do you live in such a place? How come you're not in a big town? Yosef Shasiba Shu Darbikvar Ulitzar Parnasasa. I'm living over there because I have Parnasa. Bachzok is a kretschmer, like in the old days where you have an inn, a bar, chadayim. Zokavonis Yeshivosa Shalai. That's why I live in that place on the farm, going by that village. Shakol is a kind of a Yeshua father. That's where my father and grandfather, that's where they lived, because we owned that inn, that bar. And that's why we made a living for the last 200 years. So I don't have a minion over there. And that's how he planned to live his own life for 120. By a kretschma, by the inn, by the farm, without a minion. Also, he doesn't even think about it. I mean, this is what my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents did. He's not thinking about how do you live your whole life without a shul. Without a rebbe, without a shul. Chadayim b'siyus nefesh mamish. How do you not miss a nefesh? To have a shul, what's the matter with you? Why didn't you have to think about getting up and moving to the city with Mesiris Nefesh and to take care, to have a shul, whatever, you figure out something else, you get a different line of work. But they come with Mesiris Nefesh for one thing, what? So they're coming to bring food and drinks to the brothers in the Koch. So if you're already able to come out to make some money and to go to the city to bring some stuff, so leave the village, move to the city. On the Begir, you may pour. So there's a taina. There's a taina you could have on these farms. What are you doing over there? On the Begir, you may pour. So why does the Masechta begin with this strange halacha? Omer migi me torim yesh bechinus avinish v'shemay megal apnimis kedushas nishmas yisrael. Remember, the business of a Purim, when Hashem's having a drink, is to come to that apnimis nishmas yisrael, to be connected kivyochol, to bring out that apnimis of a Jewish soul. Mavar shabem esibas diras ayudu bekvar urak edelasapik my muslim achush v'krah. And he's revealing that if you ask this Jew, why do you live in this village? Why do you live on the farm? There's no minion. He would answer, what are you asking the kasha? My father, my grandfather, that's how we make a pronounce. What do you want me to do? That's all I know how to do. But the Gemara says, that's not really why they live over there. That's not really why. They think that's why, just for money. But that's not really why. The real reason that they're living over there is that they should be able to come and to bring some food for Yantif and for some drinks for their brothers and sisters. That's really not the money. If they should be able to give Jews what they have to eat. It's like a medicine right now. It's mamish. Who asks me there? He's a klal or klal. He's not thinking that. If you ask him, he says, "Hi, I got to pay my bills. I need money. I'm not any kind of tzaddik. I don't care. Let them get something else to eat. I'm hustling. I'm trying to make some money. That's all." So for this, the Masechta begins with letting this guy light Megillah earlier. Not to make him schlep back and forth. The whole shirish of this halacha. And the whole reason Masechta Megillah begins with this halacha. It's a strange halacha. Begins with. Because, you know, the beginning is always the inyan, the main inyan. The Masechta begins with this inyan of strange thing that nobody does anyway. You get out of your base, you know, what is that? Who could elevar oimek apnimius is that? It's to show what a Jew is. The kevin shabirazo mikari on the kudus opurim, since this bira to say, I know that you think the only reason you're doing this is to make money, but the Rebbeinu Shlom knows that the apnimius of your heart, you're worried about your brothers and sisters. The kevin shabirazo mikari on the kudus opurim, since this is the whole avodah of purim. Apnimius nishmas Yisrael. That's the subject of Purim. Lachin, therefore, has cholish the Masechta, so Asher is the Kol Masechta, Maskul Maloch Hazeh. Well, thus is Purim. The Helig Yibirah. Zeu Kedush is Purim. Habirah Kaddish Hanich Lazeh. To be invited this Nakuda of what's Yakar. Really, really what's Yakar to a Jew. You know, the Jew himself doesn't see. But Amel Chofetz Bikar, the king has such a gewaldige Simchel, what's yakar to a Jew? Malchofetz biyakar. What's yakar? What's dearest to you? So this guy would say, what's dearest to me is to make money. And the Megillah says, no, it's not. What's dearest to you is to do the Rasna Rasha, is to hear Megillah and to give food for other people. Nun Aleph. V'zois nechlo ba'ad lo'yod ben arm lo'bar v'marcha. So Gemara says you drink on Purim, you don't know the difference between Ar Haman cursed his Haman is Baruch is Mardechai. Sha'afen nidmaloy la'odam sheyesh bekir bo'inyonim sheyim bebchinis Ar Haman. Now you look at yourself, and you don't see that pnimius. You don't see the nefesh. You see the Irish guy. So when you look at yourself, you see, listen, I got to tell you the truth. There are a lot of things inside of me that are arahaman. As I ade hanichnes yainis yisagol, you drink on Purim, the external thing falls apart through the drinking, and yet it's sad, and the secret comes out. And what's the secret of a Jew? The secret of a Jew is mitzayinen lasis v'tzancha. Mitzayinen lasis v'tzancha. Lasis v'tzancha chafatz. That's all. That's the pnimius way of Yisrael. So even though when I look at myself, I just want to get money. I just want to get money from these people. I just see the arhaman. But adli other means, nah, you don't even know. You don't even know that the deeper reason, adla is Baruch Mordechai. You think you're arhaman. The Banisham is saying, but I know it's Baruch Mordechai because you want these people to help. You want to bring food for the people. That's the real reason. You're saying, you're telling me what the reason is. I know what the real reason is. I'm just trying to make a buck. No. That's the beer of Purim. So what? The beer of Purim is that really? Kuloi Baruch Mordechai. A Jew is Baruch Mordechai. You can't tell the difference. You don't see the difference on yourself. You look at yourself, you say, no, I'm talking about money. It's all about money. There's nothing deep here. There's nothing beautiful. There's nothing moving. There's nothing. It's just all about money. You don't even know the Mordechai inside of you, the Baruch Mordechai inside you. The Baruch Shalom knows. And the whole avoid of Purim Hashem is mevara that nakuda of Baruch Mordechai, inside of a person, to mevara that nakuda. V'zehu echad mipnimiyis in yonesh shem hayoyim shem hayantiv purim al shem hapur. And this is says beferish. There are many explanations of the name Purim, but it says beferish in Megillah. It says al shem hapur, because they were drawing lots. They made a lottery. One's going to come out. Haman made a poor, went to destroy a girl. So Echam and Pnimis and Yonah Shem Hayantif Purim, Hashem HaPur, Shekovo Aesius, Shem Asher Shalit Refuah. Put down the swarmer, like the Egil, so we can say that Resh Pei Vav is the Aesius of Pur, Refuah, and the word cure and healing. Refuah has the letters Pur. Lahiras, what's the refuah of Purim? What does Purim have to do with the refuah? Lahiras al galut ha'arapim shuvasa. What's Gal Purim? Because what makes the Jew sickest is not the coronavirus. That's not what makes the Jew sickest. Everybody should be healthy and well. That's not what makes a person. That's not what makes the Jew sickest. What's a constant source of that feeling of sickness is chaylas ahava, the sickness of nafshi b'shelasi. I'm not connected to my neshama, to my nefesh. Nafshi b'shelasi. And the refuah is b'shuvah, so it's the tshuva. What the thing that Haman is saying is he's making a good point. He's saying it's terrible that he is like that. He's disgusting that he always wants to say Lashon Hara. But I can't argue with myself what he's saying. There's some legitimate things against us. But I'm sure the Rosh Hashanah says, well, that's b'chutz, that's not the essence. All of that Lishon Bisha, all that Arhaman stuff, that's not. The essence of Jew is Baruch Mark. And that's the refuah. Hashem is Isaac and refuah. Refuah is the Isis poor. And the refuah that Hashem is hippo for who a girl, the refuah is that Hashem is mevar the pnimius of a Jew, the essence of a Jew. Lo hayris al zgal sarapim shalosim al zgal v'purim v'chamayimah hafid gebel zerav shiyesh b'chini sh'af im ha'tshuva shalonu u'krank ha'tshuva where Rabbi Labelza said that even if my tshuva is a sick, it's a kranke tshuva, it's an unhealthy, it's not a strong tshuva, it's a kranke tshuva, unhealthy tshuva. But still, Hashem's promise still stands. I will cure everybody who's doing tshuva. Hashem's baruch yirape is a tshuva. Hashem, on a deep level, means yirape mishuvos. I'm going to cure this tshuva. I'm going to improve this tshuva. How does Hashem upgrade our own tshuva? If my own tshuva is a shvacha tshuva, it's a kranke tshuva, has Hashem make my tshuva better? I'm the Baal Bechira, so was Hashem making my tshuva better? If there's Hashem as a mevara, on a deeper level, what is it we really want? In other words, as weak as our tshuva is, as shvach as our tshuva is, my averus are weaker. Because that's not really what I want to do. That's not nafshi b'shelosi. That's not me. So it's a shvach tshuva, my averus also not so strong. A shvach averus. Averus im harbe yoyis akrank. Mimele bedim shi choshek at tshuva shleim. So I should count it as if I'm doing complete tshuva. Nun beis. V'zoyit sabir nimshach yoyisav yoyisav v'koach dibore tfilo. And this birur, this clarification of Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael is stronger and stronger with every word of davening. Kok Kediburei tefila lefaret lefnei Hashem Yisbarach oimek v'tzenenu apnimi she'v'tzenenu rak la'asas v'tzenchu b'lei Yerushalim v'chol, really to be mevar with my diburim, that and to say these good words of tefila that they're saying over and over again, that really the oimek of my rutzen is to do Hashem's will v'chol ha'mechshaylis, and all of my failures in life. So you explain to anyone that I'm yet so I'm worried about your tummy. It's not really Ritzayni. It's not really my deepest Ritzayni. It's not Nafsi B'Shei Lasi. It's all it's Taiva, but it's not me. And so that draws out and down his galus of the Pasuk Aben Yakal Yefraim in Yelet Shashun. Rachim Rachman Hashem Ez Rachman. Nun Gemu. Davnei says that once his father-in-law, the Kotzker, was cooking, was on fire with 14 hours of Purim with a vart from the Kotzker's Magid. So what is this? What's the Vart? You want to hear what this Vart is? The Kotzker's cooking for this. Let's see how if we could cook 14 seconds. Shapur wants that the Vart is this. Because of the Magid said, Shapurim v'leil shimurim or echad heim ha'mekusharim v'yom ha'kipurim. Because the Magid said that Purim and the night, the Purim and leil shimurim, Purim and leil shimurim, which is Pesach night, or echad heim, it's one light. Hamukusharim v'yom ha'kipurim, that are bound together on Yom Kippur. Purim v'leil shimurim or echad heim v'kusharim v'yom ha'kipurim. El shebelel shimurim v'yom ha'kipurim keitma mekitlach. The only difference is that on Pesach and Yom Kippur you wear a kittel. Well, Purim. But on Purim, Gaben Festelt. But on Purim, we get dressed up. That's the only difference. That's the Kotzker's. That's the Kotzker's heard from the cousins of Magid. Again, the cousins of Magid said that Purim and Losi Murim, Purim and Pesach is one R that's bound together to Yom Kippur. The only difference is that on Pesach in Yom Kippur, you wear a kittel. But by Purim, you get dressed up in some other outfit. The echad minyanim ha'pnimi mizehu. One of the deep ways of understanding this is what? Sheba Purim meyer his galus pnimis kibushis yisrael. But on Purim, pnimis kibushis yisrael is shining, is meyer. Sha'afim klapei chutz neir kishchayrim. Even though on the outside a Jew looks like he's dark, he's black, meaning that he's betrayed Hashem with all of his affairs. Hashem like a dust, he's not following the rules. Hashem yikaf regel v'adroish ein mesayim, like it says in Navi, that from the bottom of his foot to the top of his head, there's nothing that's not stained. Everything is a mess. Yikomokum apnimius u'beshleimus. That's the beer of Purim. But the pnimius, the inner essence of a Jew is b'shleimus. Hatchilas Mordechai, achud shel chesed. He says, Kevin, shekol achitzanius en ha'elavush malchus l'pnimius kedushis nishmas yisrael v'gemein. All the chitzonius is nothing. All the chitzonius is what? It's just a levush malchus. It's just a royal garment that's hiding the pnimius of who I really am. Kushis nishmas yisrael shebikabeinu. Kvisha mashbiyim livna libnais Yerushalayim. The same way says in Shir Hashirim that we say to the girls of Yerushalayim that intimsu is daidi al tagil la shum davar el shechelis ahavani. is if you meet my beloved, don't tell him anything. Just tell him one thing. That's all. So on Purim, it's a similar thing. In Timsus Adi, Al Tagilo Shum Dover, El Shachelis Ahavani, Bishlemus Anafshi, Chelis Avasacha. The Isim Agro, or Sadikim, that even a Shcherani on the outside, but leave the air, I'm Chelis Ahava, and Nafshi is Chelis Avasacha. Nafshi chaylas avasachi. It's about me'agrav or tzaddik. No, we should be zachem as Hashem to be able to come to that nekuda of ad layada, that part of ourselves that we never ever thought about, never ever realized. How much nachas ruach that gives to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, how much of a cure it is for all the sicknesses that we live through. No, we should be zachem to k'tayr afachim par.